ओम शांति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल बिफोर वी बिगिन दिस क्लास वी ऑल विल गिव वाइब्रेशंस ऑफ पीस टू द सोल्स हु हैव डाइड देयर। यू केम टू नो टुमारो नॉट यस्टरडे and up to now more than 15,000 died, and actually they don't know how many more are dead, but people are guessing that at least 50,000 died, because it was so big earthquake and then storm, cyclone in the sea, that 40 feet water level raise up. Baba used to say us, it will raise up to 100 feet, and then many big cities will go into the sea. So we will give sakas to them, but how? First of all, let us be in this consciousness that we are the donor of peace, peace house. Master Ocean of Peace. So give this thought to yourself. I am Peace House, Bestower of Peace. All souls looks at me for peace. I can satisfy their thirst of peace. So become an angel, feel that I am an angel, and go in the sky in the south, feel you are over the sea, in the sky, peace house. Baba's rays of peace are coming down to me. And from me they are going down to the souls, and all souls are getting peace, those who are survived, those whose many members of family died, they are very peaceless, they need our help, so we will give vibrations of peace and vibrations of might, so that these all souls can have the power to face this problem. So just for 5 minutes, with full concentration, be an angel, feel that I am in the sky. Red light kar de bhai. I am in the sky, and Baba's rays are coming to me, and from me they are going down to all these souls. First of all, I would remind you one very important point from first Murli of this season. First Murli which Baba gave in front of double foreigners. I hope you remember that Murli, first one. The point was so nice, very useful. If you say my Baba with true heart, not just with mouth, but with true heart, if you say my Baba, your voice will reach to me, and in return, cooperation will come back to you. So my Baba, then our voice will reach to him, and then only his cooperation will be experienced in life. This is such a useful point, and for our whole life, not only for our whole life, but I would say for our entire cycle, world cycle. And I can say you one thing, those who practice this one, my Baba, their voice goes to Baba, and many others, Brahmins and non-Brahmins, always used to say, God doesn't listen to us. He's not listening, he's sleeping. Some Brahmins also say like this, Baba doesn't listen to us. But if we listen to Baba, then Baba will listen to us. And it's my deep feeling, those who experience this now at conferences, after Copper Age 2, our voice will go to God and cooperation will come back to us. So I can say, in our love, in the feeling of right, we can tie to God. We tie Rakhi every year, but we can tie him in the thread of love and right, so that in bhakti he is bound to cooperate with us. Now and in bhakti we would need his cooperation, his help. So always we will experience, God is helping me, he is with me all the time. This was one thing. Do you remember Baba has asked us for two things, respect and self-respect? Give respect, be in self-respect. He has also given a beautiful challenge to us for 6 months. Do you remember? Are you doing something? Challenge of God. If we accept the challenge of God, we will experience lot of power, lot of support of Baba in our life. So this was very important point for us. We should make our own plan of 6 months, what we should do, how I can fulfill this pure desire of Baba. Second thing, in last avyakt murli, Hindi words were very good, similar, mera and tera. You can remember these words, mera, mine, tera, thine, yours. So Baba has asked us, change this mine into thine, and everything will become easy. Actually, this change can lead us to perfection easily, because feeling of I-ness, feeling of mine, everything belongs to me, it makes us heavy. We experience pressure. And if we say, everything is yours, everything belongs to you, you are the responsible, then we becomes double light. So we can fly like an angel. So this was the last inspiration of Baba related to today's topic. Selfless service, but I would say selfless life. our entire life must become selfless. Our attitudes, our drashti, our thoughts, everything selfless. Today, in this world, you see, you know it. Everywhere there is selfishness, selfish love, selfish cooperation, selfishness in the families, selfishness among brothers, selfishness among business people, among politicians, everywhere selfish motivation. I use the word politician, so I would tell you one thing, although it's a common thing for all politicians of the world, for ourselves too, because we are also politicians. Are you politician? Being in the rule of Ravan, we are establishing our kingdom, so we are most clever politicians. Right? So about politicians, it has been mentioned about India. I am saying, when India got independence in 1947, before that and some years after, leaders' life was like this, that everything of the leaders was for the nation. Everything. They were ready to dedicate everything for the nation. They were ready even to die, to go into jails, to suffer so many things, punishments, tortures, but very happily, because they used to believe that they are doing everything for the nation. Then, after some years, the love for the nation ended from their mind, and just they started to do everything for their party. It's the philosophy for all countries, for all politicians. Same thing. In America, now, they do everything for party. First party, secondary nation. Then, now, from some years, every politician's life, every politician's dedication, every politician's way to act is for self. I first, then my party, then my country. It is selfishness. And because of this selfish nature, they have lost confidence from the heart of people. People don't love them. They hate them. Same thing is here with us. Baba came down to us. He accepted us. If we do everything for Baba, for the world, it's a great thing, selflessness. If we do everything for our center, it's second stage. And if we ignore all these things, we do everything for self, it is selfishness, selfish motivation. Selfless makes our life divine and very pure, very pious, holy life. It's selflessness. And selfish motivation makes us arrogant. We keep fighting to each other. We quarrel on trifling matters, small, small thing. We don't give value to our higher stage. We give value only the present small achievements. Very clearly I will give you some example, but in my life, right from the beginning of this life, I studied Gita. You know, Baba, name it Bhagavad Gita. It's song of God. And Baba used to say, it's the highest type of scripture of India. Because it's very essential and very pure and noble teachings have been written in that. So if we summarize entire knowledge of Gita, it says, become a selfless yogi. Surrender everything to God and you will become divine. This is the essence of entire knowledge given in Gita. And if we say that the essence of Baba's knowledge is also the same, become a selfless yogi, world server. Surrender yourself to Him. Nothing is mine. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Baba. It actually makes us very light. So the negative example I was going to give to you, it's very practical. I know about India, not in all centers, but in some centers only, not in all, maybe 10% centers, where the instrument souls, listen carefully, it's not defamation of anyone, it's just to clarify the reality, the truth. The instrument soul do their service to see whether that person is a rich person or not. Because if he becomes Baba's child, he will give lot of money. In some cases, such attitudes are there behind service. Is it right or not? No. Money, wealth, so many means of this world will come after us. We need not to run after them. Let them come after us. It's a saying, a beautiful saying. I read in one center, there was a slogan written in big letters, beautiful slogan, money is your slave. You are the master. Money, wealth is your slave, your servant. But if you make money as your master and you become money's slave, then your life will become worst. So wealth and everything of this world is just our creation. We should not forget it. I used to keep in my mind one very powerful thought always, that if we invoke God and He comes down, we invoke Almighty, He comes to us. So if we invoke money, will money not come to us? Will it come or not? It had to come. Definitely it will come. When God comes on our invitation, if we invite wealth, it has to come because we are its master. We should not forget it. We are its master. And I would remind you one thing from Baba's Murali. Those who have lot of treasure of knowledge, knowledge is also a treasure. The children who have lot of treasure of knowledge, to make money is easy for them. Easily money will come to them. This is very subtle spiritual philosophy. Our spirituality can pull everything. So think today, I would say, I don't want to give a lecture, you don't want to leave a lecture on this topic. But we all have to become selfless from after this class. First of all, I can say 25 years before, when I heard one thing in Avyakt Murali, I understood the importance of selflessness. And that was that selfish motivation is a big wall in front of your karmatiti stage. Your aim is to become karmatit, and there is a big wall in front of you, and that wall is the wall of selfishness. So break this wall and you will reach to your destination. Second person came after 1 year, that in service, in Baba's service, selfish motivation is the biggest obstacle. If you get free from this obstacle, service will become a game. Service will become an enjoyment. Service will become a might for you. A powerful experience after service we all will have. So, on listening these two versions from Baba Murali, I worked on this subject, that I have to make myself completely selfless. So I started to check inside, in which form, in which subtle thought, selfish feelings enter my mind. I was responsible here for one thing, that many brothers used to come here to surrender their lives, and I was responsible for them for many years. So I used to keep this thought in my mind, I have to be very selfless with them. Not like this, that if they don't appreciate me, if they don't cooperate with me, I will not certify that they are worthy to surrender their life. No, I have to check, are they capable for this? Avoiding my selfish motivation. And it became very good. Very important thing about this selflessness, do everything for others and don't have any desires, no expectations. Give cooperation to others, but don't expect anything, that they must respect me, they must appreciate me, because I have given cooperation to them. No. To give cooperation is my original nature. It's my original duty. It's nature. I have to cooperate with everyone. Just as, see, Baba. Baba's natural nature is to cooperate with everyone. He doesn't see whether this child is able or not, whether this child will receive my cooperation or not, whether this child will respond nicely or not. But it's his nature to cooperate with everyone. So we learn from him how Baba is very selfless. I remember one thing, maybe 10 years before or 12 years before, once Avyakt Baba came in Om Shanti Bhavan before Gyan Sovar was built. So at that time, those who are old in Gyan, in you, they know Baba used to meet personally to everyone. Whole night, 6:30 he came down, and in the morning 6:30, sometimes 7:30, 8:30, once 10 o'clock in the day, he went back. 16 hours service he gave. So it was last turn, and Baba did whole night children's service. At the end, when Dadi Janki came to see off Baba, so she very lovefully told Baba, "Baba, thank you very much for whole season. You have done wonderful job for us. All children are very happy." Immediately Baba answered, what he would have said? "Baba doesn't accept your thanks." And we all were just seeing what Baba said. He is so selfless. We learn everything from Baba. So check yourself in the field of service, in my Laukik life, how far have I become selfless? Or selfishness means everything is for me. First me, then you. First me, then everything. And selflessness, not me. Everything is for the world, for others. You know, in Indian culture, I don't know about your culture, maybe the same thing in your culture, in India, where there are families, so mothers cook for entire family. And mother will not eat the food until all finish their food. At the very end, whatever is left out, mother will eat that food without any complaint. This is a practical example of selflessness. I think in many countries, same thing is there. Such a noble culture is here up to now, in the end of Kali Yuga, in the families everywhere in India. Mothers or wife cannot eat unless her husband finish the food. She may be late at night. She wait for the husband. Sometime husband, who is a businessman, come very late, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. But those mothers wait for the husband. And after giving food to the husband, they accept. So, same thing Baba used to say to us, "I am your bridegroom. First offer your bhog to me, then you should eat. Otherwise what will happen? Maya cat, do you remember? Otherwise Maya cat will eat up your food and will become very strong and then will fight with you." So we should do these things. These are the sign, the symbol of selflessness. I share some of my experience which I do in my life. For many years I am doing same thing. You know, I am the responsible of kitchen, and for many years I don't think that I must go to Dadi's. I sent some other brothers that you go to the Adij. So that two aims are there in my mind. One thing, so that they can feel themselves very responsible. Second thing, they can go close to the seniors. So on one hand, it's very good for me. But on other hand, I do it with a feeling of selflessness. I don't think that I must be in front all the time. No, all must go in front of the Adij. So that the Adij can recognize them and they can become happy and satisfied. I had heard once in Baba's Murli, and it came twice, thrice in Baba's Murli, if you renounce your opportunity, it's very deep thing, if you renounce your opportunity, you create the fortune of others. And this way, you are the creator of fortune. But if you don't renounce, you won't create the fortune of others. This is very good thing to be practiced. Selfishness in the field of service comes in one form, foremostly, and that is the form of getting name and fame. Name and fame is a big maya in this entire world. So we should keep ourselves safe from this maya. I have seen some sect of Hindu religion, you know sect, small branches of Hindu religion, they are known as sect, that they fall down within 100 years only. That religion went into the lowest stage only in 100 years. And the main reason, just see, with very subtle eyes, spirituality is one thing, name and fame is a gross thing, external thing. But if we forget spirituality and we run after the name and fame, then our religion becomes weak. Means our own life becomes weak. Our mind becomes weak. We get happy that we got this name. Suppose there is a big function. You have been asked to come on this stage. Suppose 1 million people are sitting in the audience. You came on the stage. 1 million souls saw you. The stage coordinator appreciated you. You are such a person. You do so much for Baba. You are from 20 years in Gyan. You are a great soul, good souls. You have done this for Baba. You became very happy. Photographs on television, your program came. How that this person is really very great. See, take this one example. If you check your happiness, for how long your happiness will stay? For how long? Not for 2-3 days. Just when you get down from the stage, happiness also goes down. And if someone made negative comments on you, then immediately happiness will disappear. But if you make yourself ever happy on the basis of knowledge, on the basis of your own subtle experience, that happiness will last forever. So, sometimes we note down in our Brahmin family too, that people run after name and fame. And they believe that to get name and fame on confluence age is everything. Am I right? Some believe to achieve name and fame at confluence age is to achieve everything. We don't need God now. Name and fame is everything. And this desire, this ambition creates lots of problem in our service. Otherwise, service is very easy. We are world benefactor. Entire world's blessing will come back to us. But blessings don't come back to us because we keep quarreling. I did this. Why you did this? This is my duty. Why you interfered in my duty? Only I can do this. Why do you came in the between? So many thoughts are there, full of selfish motivation. So we can understand, if we want to enjoy Baba's company in our life, if we want to increase our service, keep attention. In your say countries, there are small centers, somewhere 10 students, 20 students, 8 students. If you want to increase the number of the students in your center, become selfless, become divine, become full of self-respect, and souls will feel pulled towards you. So how to begin the practice of being selfless? Where is the seed of selfish motivation? Think very deeply. Where is the seed of selfishness? Very simple answer. We became body conscious. And because of body consciousness, we experience that Laukik achievements are important for our life. Say, for money. Money is everything for the life. Money is God. In India, people say, where there is money, God is there. Money itself is God. You can buy even God by money. People say like this, that money is everything. So they do everything for money. Many sinful things they do because of money. You know, I don't know, it's not in your country, but in India, in our court, there are many courts in India, 3 crore cases, means 3,000 million cases are pending in our courts. 3,000 million cases. So many. You can believe, they will be never decided. No decision will come to people. And at least 60% out of them are of the property. Quarrel of property among brothers and brothers. So brothers who used to eat in one plate, it is said, they had so much love, 2, 3, 4, 5 brothers used to eat in one plate together. They had lot of love. They used to promise, we will live together, we will die together. Now they are fighting at this property. Property matter. They have forgotten their love. Only selfishness entered in their love. So selfishness replaced their love. And they are fighting. Now they have become enemies. It's everywhere. They have become enemies now. And people know that property is not immortal. You have created it, and it will destroy one day. It will not go with you. Being the master of big property, people are not satisfied, they are not happy. So, we have to become free from selfish motivation. If we have selfishness in our mind, so we must have pure selfishness. What is pure selfishness? I have to become like Baba. I will become a victorious jewel. I will bring the benefit to the world. I will do this noble task for the world. I will cooperate with so many human beings in this world. This is pure selfishness. Otherwise, we have to do everything for the world, for Baba. Good efforts for self, and then we have to donate everything to others. Again, I come to my experience, being in kitchen, being with many brothers. There are many brothers with me, so I have to be very careful that if there is a subtle thought of selfishness in my mind, everyone can become selfish. And if in a big family, people are selfish, no one will care for others, then our love, our spirituality, our purity will finish, will end. So in the atmosphere, in the vibrations, attraction will end. In your centers too, always work on selflessness. Now I would come to the topic of Gita, how Gita speaks about how to become selfless servers. Be selfless and do your duty. Baba always reminds us, avoid this feeling that I do everything. And it's very common, very natural. Whenever we do anything, it's in our subconsciousness, I did this. Right? Then we avoid it. No, Baba is Karan Karavanhar. He is doing everything. But on subtle form, it's there in our subconscious mind, I did this. So whenever I start a work, normally in two areas, I use this very practical thing. When I write anything, or when I give class anywhere or lecture in public, outside, in front of non-BKs. So it has become my nature, and I would ask you to make it your nature, invoke Baba. That Baba, come down with me. Help me in writing. And it's my experience. In writing an article, I don't take time. I start writing and just I end. And I always experience that it's the help of Baba. Those ideas were not there in my mind, but they came from Him. So I don't have any feeling that I wrote this beautiful article. It's such a nice experience. Same thing when I have to give class, sometime a lecture in public on very low-key topics about which I don't know much. But I invoke Baba. Always it has become my nature. Baba, yes, you please come down, be with me and speak what you want to speak. And it's my every time experience, He does everything very good. So this way, we become free from I-ness. And this freedom from I-ness, makes us selfless. Because it becomes very subtle when we see others. Very practical thing, come to a practical thing, when we see others, it happened with me too once. When I saw that some brothers and sisters who are not so worthy are getting lot of name and fame without doing anything. And we are doing everything being incognito, no one knows us. So probably we are behind, they are in the front. Such thoughts came up in my mind once. But then I checked very deeply, I saw everything, I saw after that result was different. One very useful thought I practiced in my life on seeing these all things, I have not to follow what I see, but I have to follow what Baba says. Because we see so many things in this world. Even among Brahmins, we see so many things. So on the basis of those things, we have not to make our life. What Baba says, according to Baba's deep philosophy, we have to make progress in our life. One thing for all double foreigners, we will end this class to 12:30 and immediately you should go for your lunch, because after that 400 brothers and sisters from Shantivan are coming. They come for a day to visit everywhere here. So please don't get late for lunch. So, one important thing I would say to you now, I may not forget, I was remembering, Baba is coming in front of us. How many more days are here? Today is 27, 8, 9, 4 days. So we all will do our own bhakti for 4 days. A practical bhakti. Are you ready for this? So that after 4 days, or in these 4 days, you can have many good experience, your mind becomes very stable, free from all other things, any tension, any negative thought, any burden. And then you can enjoy Baba's meeting. So first simple thing is, one thought of happiness you should have in your mind, that I am most fortunate soul in this world, because God Himself is coming down to meet me. Keep this thought many times in the day, that I am so fortunate, God Himself is coming down to meet me. One thought. Do you experience you are most fortunate? Everyone is most fortunate. Right? Our other souls are fortunate. We all are fortunate. Second thing, a very good point of self-respect, which I always speak in a class, that is, I am Master Almighty. This thought of self-respect, when you bring that thought that I am most fortunate, bring this thought also together, that I am Master Almighty, and over my head, there is Almighty as the canopy of protection. In order to make it more beautiful, I am sitting on a lotus flower. I am a yogi, I am an angel. Sitting on a lotus flower, and over my head, here is almighty canopy of protection. So my throne is a lotus flower, my protection is almighty. Make this beautiful vision very simple. When you sit anywhere, I am sitting on lotus flower, almighty is here. I am master almighty. It will make your yoga practice very easy and natural. I have experienced one thing in life, it's big experience of my life. If our mind is peaceful, if our mind is stable, if our mind is in higher consciousness, there is no problem on the way of our own life or in service field. Everything will go so smoothly, so peacefully, very successfully, without any obstacles. But if there are obstacles in our mind, if there are negative thoughts in our mind, so our own thoughts will create some obstacle in our life in service field. Therefore, we must give full attention to the practice of self-respect. Whenever you find yourself that you are alone, selfish feelings makes a person alone. It's selfishness who is giving this feeling in this world to everyone that I am alone. Lonely feelings. But if you practice self-respect, you will enjoy your life and lonely feelings will never come in your life. So give full importance to self-respect. You can do this experiment, you can teach to others. Suppose a person comes to you, he is non-BK, he asks you that I am in depression, I don't enjoy my life, can you suggest some practice of meditation to me? So we must know that concentration or soul, Baba, this link, it becomes very difficult for those who are in depression or those who are unhappy. You can teach them just simple thing that I am a peaceful soul. Repeat this. Half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. Sit down in silence and just repeat, I am a peaceful soul, I am a peaceful soul, I am a peaceful soul. Or you can give second thought to, I am a pure soul, I am a pure soul. So that person will get free from depression within 3 days. You can do this service. And this way they will feel pulled towards you, towards Baba. Same thing you can apply for your life. Suppose because of any reason you don't feel happiness in your life, you are not enjoying Baba's knowledge, this spiritual life, this lifestyle. So for a one day only, when you are in your home, weekend or when there is holiday, so for a one day or for 8 hours only, take one thought, I am a great soul, and keep repeating it. Or suppose sometime you have lot of impure thoughts in your life, I am a pure soul, keep repeating it. So after some time only, if you give attention for 10 minutes to this only, because mind will go here and there, you have to bring it back. So for 10-15 minutes if you give attention, then you will enjoy this. And gradually and gradually, those pure vibrations will enter your mind, your body, will go to your sense organs, and every kind of impurity will end. So these are two practices we have to do. Third thing, Baba will come on 31st and we will enter New Year. So have a strong thought in your mind what Baba will say us to do. I will do that first of all. On any cost, I will do. And you will find yourself very energetic. This is such a thought I have experienced various times. If we have such a strong thought in our mind, we experience Baba's support immediately and things become easy for us. One practice of yoga I suggest to you, sit on lotus flower and feel that I am flying up, I am going to subtle world. And from that side, Bab Dada sitting on lotus flower are coming to me. We both meet together. Be face to face to Baba. Both are sitting on lotus flower. He is giving drashti to me. Shiv Baba is sitting in the forehead of Brahma. And from Shiv Baba, powerful energy is coming to me. Do this for 1 minute each time. 10 times every day. When you are here in Gyan Sarovar, make your program this way so that you can do all these three practice 10 times every day or more. I am most fortunate because Baba is coming to meet me. I am Master Almighty. Sit on the lotus flower. Go to the subtle world. Would you like this vehicle? Lotus flower? Beautiful. Because in our mythology, we depict always Brahma, Saraswati, Lakshmi, Durga, all are sitting on lotus flower. So lotus flower is also like a vehicle. So if we sit on lotus flower, we can go anywhere in this world. Being on lotus flower, travel everywhere in the world. If you do 10 times this practice, mind will remain full and you will enjoy your life very much. I would also add, some of you ask this question that your life is very busy there, very fast. Many experience this. Life is very fast. But if you do such practices, your mind power, your will power will increase so much that your life will become easy. You would be able to do double work in same time. It's the power of mind. We are busy because we have so many thoughts in our mind. Speed of thoughts actually makes us busy. But if speed of thought is slow, then we are very easy and we can enjoy our busy life, our fast life. So Baba is teaching these things in order to enjoy our life. I would come to the topic again, selfless life. I give you one example. It's from India. A man who is very wealthy in India, his name is Birla. Birla, wealthiest person in India. He has built up so many things, many temples, many hospitals, and many other things for the service of human beings. But there is a nameplate everywhere. Birla, marble stone, big. Now electronics, red light, is the temple of Birla. Birla temple. Although it's the temple of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, but name is Birla temple. There is no statue of Birla, But name is Birla Temple. It's Birla Hospital, Birla College. So Gita says like this, that if you do any noble task, but there is the desire of name behind it, the desire of appreciation behind it, half of your fruit will end. But if you do everything for other service and you hide yourself that you did nothing, you do nothing. It was the money given by God and you used it for Him, then you will get full benefit. Immediately you will get peace, happiness and energy from God. So whatever we do, we must surrender ourselves to Baba. And very good yukti Baba has suggested us, but we Brahmins do forget that. At night, every night, if you have any burden on your mind, if you have any tension in your life, if you have any problem in your life, write down a letter to your Supreme Father, to your Supreme Friend. Write down everything to Him and see the result. Mind will become very light. You will experience that Baba immediately has sent His power, His cooperation to you. And next day, when you get up in the morning, mind will remain very fresh. So this is a benefit of the time. This is Baba's blessing for us. We should use it. We should use Baba this way. So every night, surrender everything to Him. Can you remember this? Or if every night it's not possible, at least every week. But it's good if you settle your mental karmic account every day and get free, that's a beautiful thing. But if you do forget, then at the weekend, write down everything to Baba. Make it a program of your life that every week I have to write a letter to Baba. You need not to post it here. Need not to post. Write to Him, it will go to Him, then finish it. So these are the points which help us very much. So now we will do 10-minute yoga and we'll promise ourselves, we'll have determined thoughts in our mind that we will remain selfless, we will do Baba's service being selfless, we will cooperate with others being selfless, and thus our life will become very pure, very divine. So I give you this vision, same thing, I am an angel. Become an angel sitting on lotus flower. I am an angel sitting on lotus flower. I am flying up, going in the sky, I reach to subtle world. From other side, Bap Dada sitting on lotus flower are coming to me. He is giving me drishti from Shiv Baba. Powerful energy is coming to me. We both are angel in subtle world. Face to face, receiving Baba's energy.